Red Film Radio. Accessible cinema.
Red Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi. Today we are going to know more about the 8th Media for All Conference, Complex Understandings, which took place at the main campus of Stockholm University from the 17th to the 19th of June 2019. And today we are joined by the one who organized the Media for All Conference, Jan Pedersen, Associate Professor in Translation Studies, Director of the Institute for Interpreting and Translation Studies, and Deputy Head of the Department of Swedish Language and Multilingualism at Stockholm University. Jan, thank you for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Jan, I'm sure that most of our listeners know you as a prominent academic. You are among the most cited authors in the field. I'm thinking of your book, Subtitling Norms for Television, but also one of your more recent papers, The FAR Model, Assessing Quality in Interlingual Subtitling. But you're also a professional subtitler. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, well, I don't subtitle very much anymore. I just do a program or two a year just to keep up the skill. But I used to work full-time as an interlingual subtitler. And I also did some subtitling for the deaf and hard of hearing, but mainly interlingual subtitling between languages. And I worked mainly for television and did TV series.
Well, having such knowledge, I imagine, helps a lot in research.
It does.
Do you think that we still have a kind of gap between media accessibility professionals and academics? What do you think?
Yes, we do. We certainly do. I think we are aware of it now, and I think a lot of us are working hard to close that gap.
Mm-hmm.
We try to include practitioners and also user groups as much as possible to conferences such as Media for All and also in other contexts. I think it's very important to get as many perspectives as possible. And I think it's also important that we reach out with us as researchers, that we reach out with our findings to practitioners and to the community at large, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of the Media for All conference, how did that conference try to bridge this gap, in your opinion?
Mm. We kept the above all, I think the main thing that we did was to keep the fees very low, particularly for practitioners. Because if you work as a freelancer, some of the conferences are forbiddingly expensive. And I think there's a genuine interest among subtitlers and audio describers and so on to actually go and learn more about their trade and more about the research behind the trade. So there is genuine interest. So we tried to get as many in as possible, and that's also why we reached out to organizations.
Mm-hmm.
That gather like AVTE, for instance, and various national organizations which have many practitioners as members.
Mm-hmm.
And offering them to become supporting organizations and also get a cheaper fee and also to get the word out to subtitles and audio scribers and other practitioners so that they could in fact come.
Well, conferences in general are a great opportunity to network, for practitioners as well. Well, I think that the title itself, Complex Understandings, was, I think, revealing somehow of what the conference wanted to achieve and did achieve, that is, creating and mediating understanding in an increasingly complex mediascape.
Yes.
Jan, what are these complex understandings that we find in the title? I mean, why is the mediascape becoming more and more complex, and how did the conference manage to represent this complexity?
Well, there are more and more groups of people and different perspectives getting involved. I mean, we have not just consumers of ABT and producers of ABT, we now have presumers, people that not only watch audiovisual material but also produce their own.
Mm-mm-mm.
And also use their own translations and accessibility services. So we have, you know, like fan subbers and fan dubbers and also people producing their own material. So there are many more players now. And also we see much more legislation and many more people getting their rights as audiovisual citizens, like people with various disabilities getting their just rights, and they're raising demands that we earlier didn't think a lot about. So it's getting more complex about that. And I think that we wanted to create understanding between these groups. I think that was very important, that we understood the various needs of the professionals and of the users and of the producers, and also from the networks and so on. Understanding between these groups, but also understanding of the many processes involved. Mm-hmm. So that we... which I think that as academics can throw a lot of light on how things work, I mean, with cognitive research and so on, and also understanding for the various needs from various groups. I mean, it's not just users that have needs, but professionals have needs as well.
Yeah,
and companies.
Of course.
So I think it's important to create understanding between these various groups.
Yeah, well, the group of users is definitely becoming more and more complex. Yes, as you said, it's true that we have visually, orally, cognitively impaired, but we have also language learners, the uh-huh. elderly, children, speakers of minority languages, and so on.
Yeah.
And we definitely saw this complexity at the Media for All conference. I remember that there were presentations focusing on consumers' needs and users' desires, with viewer-centered studies using ever more complex methods.
Mm-hmm.
How are users' needs shaping media accessibility research and practice, in your opinion?
Well, we need to, I mean, there's a societal pressure to actually do something about their needs now. I mean, we're getting legislation in that forces the industry to do more for these groups. And also, their needs are changing. For instance, as populations grow older, there are more that are in need of subtitling for the hard of hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And there are fewer, I would say, sign language people out there, and more people are turning to speech-to-text reporting and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the needs are changing, and the needs are taken more serious now than ever before, I think. In order for them to get the best possible service, we as researchers need to investigate what their needs actually are. I mean, we can just ask them what their needs are, but we need to look into the processes, the cognitive
mm-hmm.
processes, and what to highlight and what to focus on, and so on. So we need experimental research to see what is actually important and what is not so important, because people may not actually know. So, yeah, so we need to do that.
So we should include anyone, so all
yeah.
types of users. So
and many yeah. of the users of SDH, for instance, most users of SDH don't have an hearing impairment.
Yeah, that's true.
So we need to look at accessibility service from a broader perspective as well. So it's not just for the poor disabled. It's basically a help for everyone. So we need to make it more inclusive.
Yeah, I know that a lot of people, for example, are watching TV series with subtitles, even if... I mean, they know the language of that TV series.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of changes and transformations, my last question is maybe a bit challenging, but let's see.
Mm-hmm.
How do you imagine the future in terms of media accessibility? And since you were the organizer of the Media for All conference number 8, how do you mm-hmm. imagine the next Media for All conference?
Yeah, well, if I take the first part of the question
yeah.
first, how I see accessibility in the future, I think we're going to see a lot more of it, because mm-hmm. there is more legislation, more people who find this useful, and also there's more customization, so you can get more customized subtitles, and you can get customized audio descriptions.
You can
and so
change
on.
The services as you need.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So you're going to see a lot more of it, and a lot more variation, and more groups taking advantage of this. As for the next conference, it's going to be in Barcelona, and it's going to be hosted. The organizer is going to be Anna Matamala, and I'm sure it's going to be totally brilliant.
I mean, yeah.
It's in Barcelona, not in bloody Stockholm, eh?
And in your opinion, what would be the main focus of the next MediaForum conference? I mean, this year was complexity. What about next year? Well,
it's
2 years.
It's not
actually.
This year. It's 2 years from now. Yeah. And I'm not sure how they're going to slant it, actually. We had a crystal ball moment at the closing panel where we looked into what will be the issues next time. And I think that customization was a lot in there.
Mm-hmm.
And also quality is something that came up, and which is, I mean, which is getting more and more attention.
I think that we are maybe finally finding a kind of balance between quantity and quality. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, but it depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about SDH, for instance, then I think the quantity is already there now.
Mm.
So in many countries, you have almost 100% subtitling of everything, including live stuff. Which is not the case for audio description. There's still a long way there. But I think for areas that have reached sort of the top end of quantity, I mean, quality is the only way to go now. That is the natural next focus, and actually it would be good if it was the focus as well. But, I mean, you have to have it there before you can be sure that it's good, I guess. But so within subtitling for the deaf and hard of hearing, it's definitely going to be quality that is the main focus in the future. Whereas for something like audio description, a quantity is still there as well, I think. But quality should be part of the process already from the beginning, I think.
Okay, so we're looking forward to the next MediaForum conference. But for now, Jan, thank you very much for sharing your experience with us and for staying with us today with Fred.
Well, thank you for having me.
And thank you very much to all of you. If you want to know more about media accessibility and the MediaForum conference, don't miss our next interviews. This is Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.